This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio Network, and selected Salem Media Group stations, as well as some leading independent stations around the country in some of the biggest cities out there, as well as little cities. And we're proud to be able to be heard in little places in Kentucky, as well as big places in Nevada. So there you go. Now, don't forget that you can also hear us around the world via the Internet and a satellite. Very simple, very easy. The Captain's America Third Watch.com, for example. Let's see, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Yep, there you go. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police and our hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, as well as our FedEx and UPS and bulk mail haulers out there delivering the mail all around the countryside. Now, don't forget our suicide jockeys either, hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social media website, Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, at Captains America. And the website, again, the Captains America Third Watch.com. That's the Captains America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, where the weather's not too awful bad from what I'm looking at here anyway, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
That's everybody that's standing outside in the balmy 83-degree weather with a light shower right now, but you can stand out there with a bar of soap and take your bath.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it's really nice out. And again, I don't mind a little rain, light rain, when you've got these temperatures like this. This is really amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. How about saying the pledge? Are you ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo Christian values. Now, Kyle, back to the dog pile. Conservative legal commentators are absolutely shocked and horrified by Donald Trump's confessions to Brent Baer during the interview about the mistakes that he made and what he should have done and what he never should have done.
Well, that's right. Even Jonathan Turley, who we heard from earlier in an audio clip, he tweeted the following. He said, Brett Baer conducted an extraordinary interview with Donald Trump. who discuss the criminal allegations in detail. Statements of this kind are generally admissible at trial. So a lot of people are kind of wondering about why Trump went into such detail, and part of his explanation, shall we say, about not having time to go through the boxes. Here's National Review's Noah Rothman. He wrote that Trump, quote, rocketed off into a prolonged and ill-advised homily ostensibly aimed at establishing his innocence, but instead, he writes, appeared to confirm many of the charges against him, unquote. And that's just the first couple of commentators or analysts. And the list goes on. Hot Air's Ed Morrissey was very upset about this, saying, did Trump just admit to obstruction on national television? Question mark. So they're asking these very pointed questions, Captain.
Well, most anybody knows you should keep your mouth shut and not say a word. Just say, I refer people to your attorney. That's what you should do. Trump just doesn't seem to get it, and he's digging the hole deeper for himself.
I think you're exactly right, and I think a lot of people tuned into that interview with Brett Baer wanting to hear maybe something about these charges or something about Trump's resolve, obviously, but he ended up going down this rabbit hole, which could set him up for some real jeopardy as this case moves forward.
That is absolutely correct. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, of course, host of the Kyle Warren Show. Now, 57% of the voters polled say that Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe as Vice President of the United States. 66% said he did it while discussing business with his son Hunter.
Yeah, this is huge. This is huge because, again, it goes to the perception. So now you have Hunter, you know, pretty much getting off with a slap on the wrist and some probation that the gun charge will eventually go away and could actually be dropped off his record at some point. They think that the fix is in, and they believe that something else is going on here, and they don't trust Biden.
The fix is in. There's no doubt about it. This shouldn't have happened the way it did.
Well, and the campaign, Captain, will be replete with these kinds of things. The voters are going to get a real good chance to find out about stuff like this.
All right, hold that thought. Now, there's a word for you, folks, replete. Well, when we come back, we're going to replete what the president had to say and a prediction he had to make about the next 10 years. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yeah, buddy. And while you're at it, how about trying out some Relief Factor for that pain and the ache that you got that doesn't seem to want to go away, especially after these many years? You can help yourself, help your cause, by taking a product that I take every day. I've been taking it for about a dozen years now, and it's Relief Factor. Now, this product has no narcotics in it, and it's simply a good old-fashioned down-home pain pill that helps with you, that helps you to deal with the pain that you have. You take it in the morning with breakfast. Now, in my case, I take one packet, four capsules, and it's done for the day. Done. To find out more, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can give them a call, or you can go to the internet. To the website, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. $19.95. You get a live person, even at this time of the morning, they'll tell you where you can get the different products. And good luck. Happy shopping. It's worked for me, and hopefully it'll work for you too. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, President Biden is predicting something in 10 years. I believe you have the audio of this little thing. What did he say?
Well, hold on to your hats, folks. Fasten your seatbelts, because here comes President Joe Biden making a bold prediction. Here we go.
In 10 years! America's going to look around and say, my God, look what we did.
He actually said that, Captain.
Yeah. My God, look what we did. Yeah, I know. Ruined the country. Tried to ruin the country.
Yeah, I mean, I'm laughing because it's, you know, very strange.
Pitiful.
It's not, yes, I mean, I that's kind of terrifying to think about.
Well, the guy is, his mental capacity is just about shot. I swear to God he's on something. I keep looking at his eyes when he gives these little mini speeches and these long speeches. He's got, he used to have a real sparkle, a real twinkle about his eyes that was part of his personality. Now he looks like he's staring off into outer space.
Well, right, and he, especially after he finishes a speech or a talk, he kind of looks around like he's in outer space, like, you know, where am I supposed to float off to next here? And somebody almost routinely has to come up and help him. And these are real telltale signs, aren't they, Captain? That, I mean, something is going on. You would think that he would, I mean, even if it's on a card or a cheat sheet or something, then turn left and walk off the stage. I mean, it can't be any more simple than that.
No, and when you're supposed to turn right, you turn right, not left.
Right, exactly. So it's unfortunate in the extreme, but I do think it continues to beg the question because you've got more people saying, well, you know, maybe he won't be the nominee because he'll step down for some reason. Maybe, you know, not the old I want to spend more time with my family routine, but maybe health or something like that, and simply say, you know, I've decided to pass the torch here. It's hard to imagine Joe Biden campaigning in earnest and then doing the job for another 4 years, starting in 2025.
Well, I don't want to even consider the fact that he could be the president again because we got to get him out of there. We got to vote him out.
Well, certainly the environment is there to do that. And I think that if the GOP can play its cards right, we'll see how all this begins to pan out with Trump and the trial and all of that. But hopefully what doesn't get lost in the mix, Captain, is going to be the message about the policies. This was something, too, that Brett Baer was trying to bring out of Donald Trump. He was talking about the policies and actually asked a very good question, and that is one particular voter who says, well, they don't know if they can support him in 2024, but tell about the policies. And just sort of paraphrasing here, Trump did not want to sort of get into that, but this is the thing that people like. And so does that, I think the policies transcend Trump. And so, you know, again, the GOP has to be very careful how it can get these voters to get on their side.
Yeah, I agree. And we'll see what happens. Now, an NBC reporter, and of course, we're talking about guns now, we're changing gears a little bit. An NBC reporter was excited by a report that the Serbians were turning in their guns. And he suggested that America should follow the Serbians. And wasn't that difficult to say that?
This is really something. This is NBC correspondent Richard Engel, evidently, said the Serbians responded with more than thoughts and prayers, quote unquote, after two mass shootings. And yes, he believes that somehow it was easy for them to do it, you know, kind of suggested the same kind of thing we understand. So this is really quite something. Americans aren't just going to go start turning in their guns, because who would turn in their guns? Would it be the criminals or people who are off base enough to want to go and kill other people randomly? No, we're talking about gun-owning, law-abiding citizens. There's no call for people to turn in their guns who are law-abiding citizens. But, Captain, I mean, that would leave everyone defenseless to the maniacs. I mean, none of this makes any sense.
Well, Chinese defense firms right now are trying to take advantage of the gun lobby that's out there trying to take away some of our rights. They are seeking to flood the arms market while the U.S. is preoccupied with the Ukraine.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And what this is according to an article, I believe, from the Daily Caller, as a matter of fact, where they say Beijing pushes a top-down initiative to, quote, break the Western monopoly on defense technologies. And Chinese weapons companies have started scoping out underserved weapons markets in developing countries. This is, again, another aspect of China wanting to assert dominance, to go in and take over, for lack of a better term, territory, whether it be intellectual territory or this or commerce territory. They want to run things. I think it just boils down to that. And they're more than happy. They're happy as clams that the American administration seems to not be able to counter them at this point.
Well, we talked about a carnival atmosphere around the ship and some of the things that were going on. I think we did that yesterday. We did get a report back that OceanGate, the company that's behind the missing Titanic tourist sub, once was the subject of a lawsuit over safety complaints.
Yes, that's exactly right. So I believe the lawsuit was settled out of court, if I recall correctly. But there were these questions about safety, about the rating and how this was all done. So this is all going to go back now. And by the way, I think there was a CBS documentary that was done in recent times where the submersible went down there on the Titanic, went down into the ocean to the Titanic site, but yet they somehow were not able to find the wreck for a couple of hours. So it raised some other questions there as well. Now, there are all kinds of complex things that happen when you go that far down in the ocean. By the way, there are currents, also known as rivers, that run through the ocean like this, and I'm sure it can mess with navigation at that depth. It's dark, you know, and all these things. But we're going to start seeing some, as we have already, start seeing some of these things pile up here that are going to be very concerning.
Now, we just got a message from one of our listeners down there in Sarasota, Christine. And good morning, Christine. She says, quite a storm out there. Must be talking about Sarasota.
Perhaps so. That's right. Is that you might be getting some rain there right now, maybe.
Well, we had rain a little while ago, but no big storm. But it sounds like they may be getting one. So we'll see. Again, we have to just wonder what's going to happen, because we heard yesterday that the Trump classified documents case has been given an August the 14th trial date. I don't see how they're going to do it.
No, I think it's impossible to try to hit that trial date. Yes, you want a speedy trial, but I think the Trump camp is going to say we need more time to prepare, and I think it's going to get pushed back somehow.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. Bottom of the hour break here, halfway through the show. We'll be back with more right after your stations get a chance to identify themselves and do what they need to do. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back. USA News update. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge as part of a plea deal with federal authorities. The agreement entails pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges related to unpaid taxes amounting to about $1 million from several years ago. The search for a missing sub used in Titanic exploration continues with no breakthroughs reported by the U.S. Coast Guard. Here's Captain Jamie Frederick.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the five crew members.
The sub is believed to have less than 36 hours of oxygen left. A recent poll by Monmouth University reveals that a majority of respondents, regardless of party affiliation, believe their fundamental rights and freedoms are at risk. The survey shows that 55% of participants express significant concern about their rights being threatened, including over half of Democrats, half of independents, and nearly two-thirds of Republicans. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to go right back to the phone line and our guest and compadre and on arms here, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we're going to go right to the phone line. We have a caller just called in here, so let's go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot Wesley Chapel, and good morning.
Hey, Elliot. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing much better. Thank you.
We're praying for you, Captain. Mm-hmm. You know, last week, a group of African leaders traveled to the Kremlin to meet with Putin to stop the war. Now, because Africa needs fertilizer and whole grain. Now, Putin rejected their offer, but they are Russia doing the same thing China's doing, want access to the diamond mines, lithium, cobalt, rare minerals all across Africa. These African leaders are idiots. It would have been much easier doing a Zoom split screen call. South Africa President Cyril Ramaphosa is corrupt to the core. He is one of Joe Biden's closest friends in Africa. On his Fala Fala hunting farm, investigators found $580,000 stuffed in the pillows of his sofa. Now, one of the techniques Russia and China uses is they will build the leader a million-dollar home, provide them with $1 million, and purchase any car or truck of their choosing. It happened in the Democratic Republic of Congo. ISIS is based in the Congo. Just the other day, Captain, just the other day, ISIS went into Uganda and hacked to death 41 school children. Many are still on their deathbed right now from that raid. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's, you know, ISIS is alive and well in Africa. That's where they went.
Yes, very, very powerful.
And, of course, it makes me wonder about the border, our border, which is porous as hell. Who's getting into this country? And I know we're letting some radical people in. We just can't seem to put our finger on who or where they're going.
Well, we have no way of knowing. See, this is the thing. I mean, you could have zero terrorists coming across the border, or you could have 10,000 terrorists coming across the border. The very fact, Captain, that the Biden administration wants to simply turn a blind eye and try to demonize anybody who would even bring up the idea that, well, maybe somebody could come across the border that doesn't belong here, that's very, very telling about, I think, where their policies are heading there.
Mm. Now, the Pentagon, and this is something that's amazing, the Pentagon made an accounting error on the military aid given to the Ukraine. They overvalued the military aid by some $6 billion. So, we haven't given them as much as we say we have, because the pencil pushers couldn't do the math.
Well, that's right. So in fiscal 2023, there was some $3.6 billion of overvalued aid that was given, $2.6 billion for the prior fiscal year. And so what they found now is that they feel that they have extra funds now in order that the administration can use for additional aid to Ukraine.
Don't tell me that wasn't done on purpose.
Well, exactly. I mean, it no pun intended here, doesn't add up, right? And so, here we just keeps going, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I think many people want to know what's the number of aid that you could give that would actually make this stop or give the Ukrainian people, the defense forces, enough to drive out Putin. And you mentioned something earlier, too, Captain, about the negotiation. I think at some point Putin will want that, perhaps, but he'll want to keep everything he has, and he'll want it to be completely in his favor. And, that could also be a very, very difficult road and a very volatile in and of itself, because of the psychological makeup of Putin.
Well, perhaps we can help him a little bit and give Russia something to bid on. It seems San Francisco is bracing for defaults, massive defaults, worth billions of dollars in commercial real estate.
Well, that's exactly right. I think Financial Times is reporting that, you know, lenders in San Francisco's commercial real estate market are, as you say, they're bracing for these defaults. We know that Westfield and Brookfield Properties announced they're not making payments anymore on a $558 million loan secured against the downtown mall that they've had there since 2002. We've got the hotel company that is pulling out. The Hilton, evidently, I think, is leaving. You've got AT&T. You've got all these other retailers that are just pulling up stakes and going out because they can't take it anymore. So you're going to have this all this real estate, and nobody's going to want it because it's in a place where you can't do business.
Now, the other thing is Russia has been using the Chinese yuan, that's their currency, to get around sweeping Western sanctions. But this side door may now be closing because the United States finally woke up to what they were doing.
Well, exactly. So now the Bank of China, they've started restricting transactions using the yuan between Russian clients and lenders in the U.S. and in the European Union, Switzerland, and the U.K. So that's what's starting to happen right now. But definitely, Russia's going to try to do anything it can in order to get around stuff. But even so, right, Russia and China are getting much more cozy these days. So in other words, the world starts looking like it's smoldering and getting ready to burst into flames any moment, and Joe Biden is worried about what? Who knows? Not this.
No. Now, mortgage rates are continuing to come down. You're in that business. What do you know is going on?
Well, I'm not in the. I don't really have a stake in the home selling, but we understand the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate went down again this week. But of course, they're still very high, and so once again, we'll be watching to see what happens with the Fed, because the Fed keeps sending what I think are mixed signals. It's like, okay, we're going to pause for now, but we're still going to probably raise the rates two more times between now and December 31st. And so I think the market looks around and says, well, we don't know what to do next, right? And the mortgage rates need to come down significantly, I think, for people to feel that they can move, they can purchase a house. Because let's say, for example, you want to go purchase a new house, or, you know, just move and get a different house. You're going to get a lot less house for what you have to go and get your mortgage for these days. And that's not attractive to people.
No, and I don't know if there's any such thing as attractive anything to people when the economy is going back and forth.
Well, exactly right. And so I think a lot of people right now are staying in their house. They don't want to because they have a great rate. In so many cases, maybe they bought their house 10 years ago or 5 years ago or something, and they're feeling like, I'm just going to stay put until such time as it's a much better deal for me.
Don't hold your breath.
Right. Yeah, well, there's something to be said. Some people will cash out of California and go somewhere else where the cost of living is cheaper. But that's a one-way ticket.
Hello, Florida. All right, hold that thought. Right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warren and myself will be back with the Truckers Highway and Viber Report. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
to the top if you want to rock and roll. Oh, boy, Kyle, who was that group?
Well, AC/DC, for sure.
The original.
That's right.
Been many copies made of that, but that was the original back in the day. And I'm telling you, I don't know how in the world they were able to play in that flatbed truck driving around. Do you?
No, but I really like the bagpipe sound there. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, yeah, the lead singer was playing the bagpipes, and yeah, he knew how to do it, and that's great. But then again, he was Scottish, I think, so he should have been able to know how to do it.
Yeah.
All right, well, take it away. What's going on out west?
All right, well, folks, we got cold temperatures. We got a freeze warning up in southern Oregon. This is
it might snow up there by the looks of this thing.
It could very well. That's right. Well,
and I got a report before you keep going. I got a report that so there's some overpasses that are frozen on I-80, so be careful.
Yes, be very careful indeed. Sub-freezing temperatures from the mid-20s to lower 30s expected. This is going to be in parts of Northern California. They're up through Southern Oregon, Klamath Falls, Lakeview, on up towards, Silver Lake, Summer Lake. If you're in that area, you've got this freeze warning, and that dips down into Northern California, down towards Alturas, a little bit north of Madeline, I think is how it's pronounced. But you're right, heading out I-80, you're going to have lower temperatures as well. We have a freeze warning up in northeastern Nevada, a frost advisory around Elko, and freeze warning south of Elko down towards Ely, covering a large part of central Nevada this morning. So do be aware of that. Frost advisory for Idaho Falls up towards Dubois, down towards Pocatello, and over towards Twin Falls tonight, this morning, depending on how you look at it. We've also got, of course, aerial flood watch, and this is if you're heading out of Denver and you're heading out I-70 on your way to Kansas, you have an aerial flood watch there. You could get flooding caused by excessive rain. Heat advisory, of course, continues as we had 24 hours ago in the southeast corner of New Mexico. And this is also going to include Carlsbad, Roswell, so watch out alien spacecraft, and then also Las Cruces, New Mexico. You've got that heat advisory that's heading on over, of course, into Texas. So be careful out there.
Speaking of Texas, from Houston to Dallas-Fort Worth to Austin to Midland to San Antonio to Brownsville to Eagle Pass, you've got 110-degree temperatures all day long today. You've got 90, 95, 100-degree temperatures elsewhere in Texas, out east towards Beaumont and the Louisiana line, along I-10. Out west, just almost to El Paso, you're going to have just unbearably hot temperatures. Got to go up into Kansas tonight because Kansas, just around Goodland, about a 50-mile swath north, south, east, west. You got some rain in there right now. Minnesota, up there around the Twin Cities. George, you got some schmutz to breathe up there. That's that rotten air that's no good for nothing. It's the smoke and everything settling in. And then, of course, you've got more of the same in Chicago, around Chicago tonight, over across I-80, I-90, all the way across the northern part of Indiana. On the east side of Lake Michigan, along the west shore of Michigan, you got some poor air quality. Over there, AM 660, over there in Sandusky in Michigan, bad air quality over in that area. Got some rain, could be some flooding this looks like it's on 81 pretty much, coming up through North Carolina, down the Tennessee line right there, as well as South Carolina and down into Georgia around Atlanta. A lot of rain in there, some localized flooding as well. And then moving up to the East Coast, things look pretty good there tonight. So, not too bad. Kyle, tell us why we go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J because they want to be your oasis out there on the road, whether you're going through cold weather or hot weather. You want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out how you can get great offers, save money, and also check out their amenities and get access to them through the My Rewards Plus app. And check that out again at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Start earning points today.
You betcha. Now we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Question. What the hell is going on here with Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis? Obviously, we're going to talk about Hunter, but we'll do that on the other side of the break. They'll probably take up most of the conversation. But it seems that DeSantis and Donald Trump just don't get along right now.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the interview that Bret Baier did with Trump, he decided that he felt that DeSantis was unloyal to him. And he started running ads, which really is kind of nutty, because the MAGA Political Action Committee was running ads against DeSantis before DeSantis even announced. So that's where we are. And Trump said that he's going to continue to go after him and continue to call him names like DeSantimonious and whatnot. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Well, personally, I think that DeSantis needs to just back off. I think he has to a certain degree, but Trump just can't be quiet. And this, I'm telling you, this is gonna be his undoing.
Well, I'm not sure it's going to be Trump's undoing going after DeSantis. I think that the document scandal, Mar-a-Lago, could be his problem.
Yep. Yep, if indeed that's the way it is. Kyle, you got about 30 seconds. What do you want to say?
Well, Denise, I know that we're hearing more and more about China and Russia cooperating in Cuba, and I understand now it might even include having actual troops there. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yes, yes. We can kind of elaborate that on the other side of the break here, but absolutely. And I would argue this isn't something that Tony Blinken brought up during his visit to Beijing when he knew perfectly well what was going on. So, shameful.
All right, hold that thought, guys. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, top of the hour news. Stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.